Welcome to the Roma Press Podcast with Jun Solano and Andy Mattioli.
We are back. Roma, they draw 2-2 against Spurs in the Europa League. We will get to that shortly. But before getting into all of the action, a thank you to our newest patron over at Patreon. Actually, two new patrons over at Patreon. Marco Paoletti and Kevin Chang, thank you both for your support. You picked the perfect time to join. Thank you again to all of our other patrons as well. If you would like to join the group chat and go through if you would like to join the psychiatric ward of the AS Roma, support the hospital. If you'd like to check in, patreon.com/RomaPress and at AS Roma Press, of course, for the video version of the podcast. And again, thank you to everybody for your support. It actually makes nights like this, Andy, where Roma draw 2-2, 90% of the time, we would not really make much of this outcome, the match in general, Europa League, Roma not performing too well. But my gosh, I think this was the most excited I've been all season. It's what? Almost December, and we had to wait 4 to 5 months? Okay,
yeah,
sure.
With the exception of Udinese, maybe there was some not excitement, but satisfaction from being able to keep a clean sheet against Juve on match day 3. But I would say definitely this is the...
Venezia, maybe. Depending on how depraved you are.
Yeah, but Venezia wasn't a good game. And here you can argue that this is the best Roma have looked. Yes. In terms of a collective, I would say definitely this is the best team effort that Roma have put on display all season long. Arguably, since the match against Bayer Leverkusen, I would say the return leg. So when was that? May? Was that May?
Oh, gosh.
You know, look back, and that's how long it's been since we got the sense that Roma are a team. Tonight, Roma equalized 2-2 with Tottenham, and that is all
should
thanks.
Have won.
All
Can we
thanks
say
it? To
they
it.
Should have won.
They should have won. They should have won. Yes. They should have been in a position to lead and not to try and come back. I thought everybody, yes, I think, can agree that it felt a bit unfair to be behind this Spurs team, especially given what they were coming off and what we were coming off, right?
Right.
You couldn't have found two different teams in terms of the momentum, right? Spurs flying on a high after beating Manchester City 4-0. Roma, meanwhile, having to, you know, be happy with the fact, be content with the fact that they did not get spanked by Napoli. Yet tonight, I saw Roma come out and play as a team. And that is something I haven't seen all season long until tonight.
It's incredible. Now, there is some part of it does have to do that you are playing a Premier League team and that you are not stuck in some godforsaken Eastern European country where you are playing on a plastic field where it is a negative 29 Celsius, as they did against Bodo. We have to admit, playing against the Premier League side in London under the lights does play a part. Naturally, you are going to get up versus naturally you are going to be up for it against Spurs more than you would be when Roma are playing your friends, our Norwegian electricians, on a plastic pitch. That there is a psychological element to it that we at least have to admit. However, where I come off of tonight, this was tactically the most sound Roma have been. From an attacking standpoint, I'm sure we will get into the defense, but given how awful, ineffective, completely average average would even be an improvement upon which Roma's attack could be described thus far this season. Andy, this was superb from every aspect. I thought from the wide positions, I thought Angelino, I thought even the substitutes, Zaleski wasn't half bad, which, again, given the standard by which
hey, we and are- what about Alexis Selmakers appearing for 20 minutes? Who would have seen that coming? And what a blessing it is to have him back. That is, for well, me, that's already a highlight in and of itself. Yes.
Oh, it's a highlight in and of itself, which almost had the full... It almost came full circle when you saw Bentancur go into the ankle 5 minutes after he comes on. I mean, it you couldn't have written... Even Spielberg would have been jealous of that part of the script had he been injured 5 minutes after recovering and coming back on... When was it? September? Which he
Genoa against Genoa, yeah,
of
yeah.
course,
match day four, his second appearance for Roma. So this would have been the most brutal of yes. scripts. Awful. But thank God that he came in,
yes.
and that's a very important. I think. Listen, tonight is everybody will once again we go from one end to the other, right? We go from depressed to happy, I think. But tonight, there is a reason to be happy, as in a lot of yes. people will make fun of yes. the fact that perhaps we're here sitting and glowing about 2-2 against Tottenham, whatever. But given the circumstances, and most importantly to me, it's not even about the results that we had so far. It's about the complete lack of spirit. This team, and it's not even about lack of effort. I do think that Roma played with effort in recent months, but they didn't play with spirit, which is different. Tonight, there was a sense of unity. There was a sense that Roma were hungry for a result, and they would not let up. They would not accept the fact that Spurs were leading. They were hungry for it. That's how... And that's the only way to get out of this situation is what Ranieri said. You have to work hard. Yes. You have to fight. You have to chase them. We're going up against a team that plays fast, that plays hard, and we have to match them. And I thought Roma did brilliantly tonight. They matched Spurs in terms of intensity. They kept it up. So, and that's something that we can't say many times for an Italian team facing an English side. Whenever those two worlds clash, the kind of intensity that you have in the Premier League very often just completely blows Italian football out of the water. Tonight, that wasn't the case. Roma were going blow for blow, just like Ranieri had said. He had said it in the pre-match. He said, we have tomorrow. We know what we're in for. Spurs will try to hurt us, and we have to go for blow for blow. And that's what Roma did tonight.
They absolutely did. And if you look, you hit the nail on the head, in my opinion, the pressing. That is something that you really only notice the lack of it, the lack of effort, the lack or the ineffectiveness of it when things are going very poorly. I juxtaposed tonight with that of Bologna, and it was 11 walking corpses in that final match of Ivan Juric. And then you compare it to tonight, it is as if you are looking at two different teams and two different sets of players. It is inexplicable that this is still the same group of guys. The effort tonight, I thought, was superb. I think from substitutes to the starters, I think everybody played relatively well. Now, the one name everybody is going to go to is the guy who ends up scoring the equalizer. Now, I do have to come out in defense of him because you can't expect somebody, even a veteran of his ilk, okay? You can't expect him to sit for 2 months and then to come in without gaining any sense of feeling with his teammates on the pitch. It's one thing to do training. It's another thing to play in a game, to be picking up splinters on the bench into
John,
your back.
He hadn't played in 6 months, okay? Because let's remember, no preseason, so six months really, of not playing except for those 17 minutes against the Fiorentina.
Correct. So I am not going to be overly harsh or overly critical of Hummels, as many of our patrons were. My gosh, they were killing him after the penalty. And the second goal, I thought that he gave far too much space to Kulusevski. It really only took one dribble, and then he had a very clear clear path to deliver a perfect cross into the area. That's fine, but just the fact that Ranieri stuck with him, which I think speaks volumes. I think there is something to be said when a guy is clearly, he made a mistake or two, he still sticks with him. He does not pull him out of the match. He doesn't substitute him. I think that is A, brave on the manager, and also B, it keeps the player engaged, because let's be very clear. You compare just tonight alone, the way Ranieri handled Mats Hummels is the exact opposite of Ivan Juric. You could not find more two different approaches. Chucking him on to a demolition against Fiorentina. Just the way he handled Hummels was completely wrong. And I think everyone is in unilateral agreement of that. But listen, he didn't do well in the first half. I'm sure he is going to give an interview where he even says the same. But he is the one who ends up drawing late. So I'm not going to be overly critical of him. Yes, he made mistakes. But Andy, I look at the way he commanded that position in the middle of the back three. And I look at how good Ndika was, because I thought Ndika was good. I think a lot of the mistakes from a defensive standpoint tonight really begin with the midfield. Now, Kone was good. Paredes, I won't
Paredes
say.
Paredes was alive. Paredes tonight, I mean, for a guy who hasn't, again, also he, the same as for Hummels, for a guy who hasn't played much in the past 2 months, and whenever he's played only these bits and pieces. Tonight, Paredes was good, in my opinion, and showed that if motivated, if he's got someone who will put him at the center of this team, can play well, he can keep yes. up, he can be important for the team. The only thing is that for the past 2 months, he was completely demotivated. So that's all the exit links from the team, the fact that in January, you know, he may be looking at returning to Argentina. But if Paredes is motivated, this is a guy who led you by the hand in that comeback against Bayer Leverkusen. Single-handedly, yes. He was the one to lead the team in a really difficult moment. So he has those things in him. It's just you have to find the right person to bring it out of him. And perhaps, hopefully, Ranieri is that man, because we need everybody at this moment. Like, it doesn't matter Correct. How much you play. We need everybody. So it doesn't matter if you come on for 45 minutes or 20 minutes or you play the whole match. You are vital to this team, because this team is struggling. And to have performances like tonight, you need these guys like Paredes, like Hummels, who come alive and come through and help you to the result, because that's tonight is possible thanks to that, you know, and thanks to someone like Salmakers, who comes on for the last 20 minutes. And even though he's been out with an injury for the past 2 months, he's there and he makes a difference. And that's crucial. You have to, every player has to learn that you may not start, you may not play the full 90 minutes, such as like Brian Cristante or Lorenzo Pellegrini, who today started on the bench. But you still matter, and everybody in this team, given the situation that we're in, everybody has to row in the same direction.
Yes, and I also think as well, Paredes, I won't say he was bad. I'm miffed by some of the mistakes he made in his passing. He almost gifted a goal to Spurs and Svilar, who was superb tonight. I can't say enough about him. How many times? It's difficult to often appreciate him because of how crap Roma have been of late. And there's very little that he is able to do from an individual standpoint to really change the results himself. But man, he preserves so much. I think of that action of Angelino and then himself. Angelino blocking the wide open net, and then Svilar coming up with a huge save on the rebound. I thought he was amazing, absolutely amazing. But Paredes, man, you can really see, and this is something that is bothering, well, not is bothering me, but it's very clear still needs to be configured with this Roma, is how each of these pieces fit together. Paredes, you want to talk about the perfect midfield complement to his game. Kone, once again, was fantastic. All over the place. Has a goal ruled off. We can get into that shortly here because, I mean, to have one, okay, two, three, particularly that last one, I feel probably the same way as most that were surprised it was ruled off. But Kone was fantastic. Kone looks completely reborn under Ranieri. You mentioned the wide players. I thought Angelino was good again. Salamakers was good again. Dovbik. I mean, there was nobody tonight that I could say definitively from beginning to end had a poor performance.
No, but that's the point, is that tonight, finally, we are not here talking about individuals. You know, we don't have to say, look, the whole team was that. But tonight, where are the positives? Well, in Dicas, VR, I mean, how many times were we forced to do that, where we had to pick out those tiny, you know, rays of sunshine amidst this complete darkness? Tonight is not the case, because even though Roma's performance is not perfect tonight and we come away with 1 point from this game, what mattered to all of us was to see a team that is alive, a team that says, hey, we still have dignity. Hey, we still care. Hey, this is not over. Because so many of us and so many people in the media were really willing to pack it in and to start looking at this Roma from the point of view of a team that has nothing to show, nothing to prove. And yes, I mean, that was the trajectory, unless a radical change is made. Because listen, today I want it to be the start of something. I'm not saying this is the solution to everything, but this has to be the start. The trajectory was tragic. The trajectory was dangerous. But I do think that this Roma still has things to show. We all agreed that the quality was there, and tonight shows that there are these pieces that can make a difference. There are these pieces that just need a little bit of a fine tuning. Because you cannot expect guys like Hummels to sit on the bench eternally and then come through and perform. You can't expect immediate answers from Alexis Salsmakers, who has played two games for Roma, and on the second appearance he went down with an ankle injury. You know, you can't expect Paredes, a player who has been historically moody and very much a player who depends highly on the kind of motivation that you're willing to impart on him. You can't expect that guy to be the undisputed leader from game in, game out. You have to motivate him. You have to be there for him. And so this team, as Ranieri said, is a sick team. There are symptoms that you have to cure. There's just a thing that where this team needs to be revitalized. And I think tonight, what really strikes me and is the reason why we're sitting here and feeling so positive is that Roma finally reacted. I mean, how many times had we seen, John, how many times this team has conceded an early goal in the first half and then just flat out gave up? I mean, and on this stage, in a packed stadium, in a heated atmosphere, away from the Olimpico, they show up. They have goals disallowed. They are trailing. I mean, everything seems to be once again going against us, and yet we push through just out of this sheer sense of unity that was missing all along.
That was one of the many things that was missing, as was the attack. That is something where tonight, for the first time, I thought you saw an attack that was vibrant, that had belief. And by the way, an attack that was not completely and entirely reliant upon one player. one that had some dynamism to it, that did not move entirely and did not ask everything of Dovbik. You had an attack that had multiple players creating dangerous episodes. You had multiple players getting into attacking positions. I mean, I just think of the first half alone. You have El Shaarawy, who, by the way, I tweeted it out, and then I deleted it right away because I forgot both his mother and father follow me. I was making a joke when I said that London cocaine, it was not referring to anybody. I need to put that disclaimer out there. I was not referring to one player. I deleted it within 10 seconds, but in case they saw it and to cover my backside, I wasn't referring to anybody specific. I tweeted out London cocaine. But having said that and having put the legal disclaimer out there, I thought El Shaarawy was good. I saw so much from this attack that has been missing. And a part of me was happy. Another part of me was frustrated because I don't know why it takes 5 to 6 months for that to appear. It was an attack. I think they ended with an XG of almost 3 tonight, Andy. Now, granted, I think they conceded an XG to Spurs of almost 4. I couldn't care less about that, though, frankly. The defense hasn't been my primary concern or my primary frustration. It has been the attack, the lack of goals. Paulo Dybala was good. Where has this been? It feels like something clicked. Now, I do think it has to do with belief, but I also think tactically, Andy, there was something just different tonight. You saw a team that seemed to have less pressure on itself from an attacking standpoint, and it was far more free-flowing than anything we saw under Ivan Juric.
Well, I mean, this is what we all thought was there in the first place. No, that was the frustration, John, is that at some point this has to click. You cannot tell me that this team is a team that should be where they are in Serie A. As in, you cannot tell me that the position we're in the standings is reflective of the quality of the team. We all agree on that. We all agree that the team strengthened its attack. Okay. We all agree that we found the right players. It's just that something was preventing this team from finding exactly that continuity that would allow everybody to perform. And it always felt like Dovbik was the only one who was there with a clear goal in his mind, which was to score. But everybody else roamed around without a concrete mission in their mind. Even Paulo Dybala, a man known for his creativity and imagination and just sheer individual strength as a player, technically, was completely out of it for a good chunk of this season. He was not really working with the team. That's was different because Paulo Dybala, even though for such a long time he's been the guy whom Roma rely on, if nothing's working, they give him the ball and he's free to run. This season, he's not been that. It almost felt like someone was reining him in. With Juric, obviously his duties change, his tasks change, was more defensive minded, and even Juric himself said, you know, maybe I'm asking too much of him. But tonight we get that kind of team effort on all fronts. Yes. But yes, in the attack especially, where it flows not out of some complex game plan that Ranieri came up with in the last 2 days, but out of this idea of, we're all in it together. If there is a problem, we have to fix it together, not individually. We are good. You are good. This guy's good. El Shaarawy is good. Dovbik is good. Paulo Dybala is good. We have to make this work. That's the only way forward. We cannot slump our shoulders and think to ourselves, well, that's it. We're fighting for relegation. I mean, that's not something that these players can do, because they should know better. And I hope that Ranieri continues to impose this, the mentality over the tactics first, because this team is in trouble. So tactics is a long-term concept. Mentality is immediate. That's what counts. And that's what Roma did tonight. They showed mentality over tactics. They showed heart over complex game plans, over, you know, all these, the pressing, the this, that, you know, Dybala tracking back, Dybala helping out, Mora playing as a fullback. No, none of that. It's just the point of anything on the pitch is to play as a team. So it's not to satisfy a coach's demands, because it always felt like with Juric, the whole team was so focused on trying to comply with his instructions that they weren't really playing for anything. They were just running around without a purpose. And with Ranieri tonight, we got the sense that he managed to just stick it into these players' heads that what counts is the effort, is the unity, is the team spirit.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I think the most important thing that comes from this is, again, not having to rely entirely on Dovbyk. If you look coming into tonight, my goodness, that guy, he gets so little service, yet he constantly is able to dig Roma out of these holes that, I mean, if you remove some of the goals that guy scored, they would be in massive trouble, both domestically and the Europa League. So, as far as the rest of the Europa League goes, because this is something that currently in the group chat for the patrons, it is being discussed. We have Roma now. What is that? That is their, I just had the table pulled up. So currently Roma, they are 21st in the table with 6 points in the Europa League, which would put them in a playoff position. Now, that is only 1 point above the elimination place. This was a highly contested subject on the previous episode. There were some people, I believe in the comments on the last episode, that agreed, that said, you know what, ship it. Been the Europa League, concentrate on one match per week, try to do what you can in the Coppa Italia, and let's go from there. There is something to be said, though, and I am simply playing devil's advocate, and I forget which patron brought this up, so I apologize in advance. Andy, the Europa League has, historically, over the previous 24 months, really been a source of redemption for this Roma, if you look. I mean, just think about De Rossi. My goodness, Milan, Bayer Leverkusen being right there. Jose Mourinho, for all the times Roma lacked in Serie A, there is something about this competition, right? Or just Europe in general, because obviously the Conference League of some years ago, that has proved as sort of a lifeline or a life preserver for this team, where yes, in Serie A, domestically, we are not living up to the standards, we are not getting the results, but you know what? We are able to at least in part make up for it in this competition. And perhaps I wasn't giving that the appropriate, perhaps I just wasn't putting enough stock into that. But then I watched tonight and I think there is something to that. Now, to what degree we can debate, but there is something to be said about this competition. And I still think the best thing for this team is to play one match per week, because I think tonight, and this is where, when we get into the preview of Atalanta in a few minutes, it will play a part. You played with most of your best players tonight, and this is undoubtedly going to have an effect on them coming into the match against Atalanta. Now, of course, we are not going to know how much of an effect until after. If it goes extremely poorly for Roma, obviously our opinions on this subject will probably change once more. I don't know, but this is a very sort of fluid topic in my opinion, because I can understand both sides to it. I still want Roma to not go forth into it, because I think even though we are excited now, February and March and April for
will
the last
be brutal. Three years, will be brutal.
Yes, without exception, for the previous three seasons, Roma have paid a price at some point you think of going into the final of the Europa League against Sevilla. You have Paulo Dybala injured. I mean, there are so many moments in those late winter, early spring months that as much as I like to see them advance in this competition, they do pay a price. So where do you come out on that?
I mean, John, we spoke about it the last time, you know, this constant dilemma of where we put our energy. And once again, as in the past, Daniele De Rossi did, you know, that we cannot snob the competition. It's important for us. And you can see it that in a way, I mean, tonight is important. Tonight, if you don't play tonight, who knows what happens? Tonight clearly felt reinvigorating for this team. Tonight was a reason that this team gets to celebrate. I mean, tonight, the fact that you play in the Europa League tonight is the reason why this team has a shot at coming alive before the end of the year. So, and that's only because you play in the Europa League. So we always have this dilemma. And given that, you know, we know the limitations of the squad, we know how much this costs them. It's always difficult, and I think in the end, it's always the decision is always up to the coach, because I think at the end of the day, he is the one. Ranieri will be the one to call the shots, to ask the players to give this amount of effort in this game and this amount of effort in that game. But in this case, I also think Roma have the depth, in the sense that Roma have depth. To me, yes. The question was, and what I said on the last episode as well, is that whatever concerns I have are about the mentality and about the fact that how does that affect the team also, just if they lose midweek, do they slump their shoulders? Do they forget how to play in the next match? Or, you know, that kind of thing, because we've seen that too many times. I remember when we dropped out of, when we started hurting in Mourinho's second season before getting to Budapest, and the fact that Europa League run was so mentally exhausting took all the wind out of our sails in Serie A. We were third in Serie A, and as soon as we made progress in the Europa League, we felt like, oh my god, you know what, just let's focus on that. Let's play Missouri in Serie A and forget about it. Forget about it. And so I do think that sometimes, you know, like with Daniele De Rossi, you play against Feyenoord, you play those playoffs against Feyenoord, the team comes back alive. The team,
yes.
That, I mean, that penalty shootout was huge. That penalty shootout is the reason why Roma then went on and bought into what De Rossi was trying to tell them, because they understood that they had a guy in their corner who was ready to cheer them on, a guy who was ready to make the difference on the sideline. So I do think that there are plenty of scenarios there that just are completely in the hands of Ranieri, are completely in the hands of the players, who will have to also make their own decision as to, do we buy into this or no? And in this case, I really do think the depth is there. The depth to at least, you know, against the likes of Lecce, against the likes of Venezia, whatever. The depth is there. If we want to say it out loud, the depth is there. Because I don't see any problem with Samuel Dahl starting on the week, you know, or whatever. That's what I mean, is that on paper, I do think that this team has so much more to show us. The only real enemy is themselves.
And that is the frustrating part of this. If they showed even 50% of what they did tonight against the likes of Bologna, against the likes of Venezia, on and on and on, we are not even talking about anything close resembling the situation that Roma find themselves in the league. So if they can preserve some of this over the long term, that is what you want. But again, moments like tonight have been so few far in between over the previous 24 months that it is hard to get a read on this team. But I like you, I'm just going to throw it into the hands of Ranieri, because I do see both sides of the coin as to why you would want to remain in this competition. And frankly, if it had it not been for the Europa League or Europe in general, you would not see the rebirth of guys like Zeki Salik, who against Milan goes from a guy who is not playing at all under Jose Mourinho, is still struggling to get minutes under Daniele De Rossi, and then he comes in against Milan and he's transformed. I mean, he earns this entirely new mentality where now he is the undisputed number one right back of Roma currently. And it's a competition both from a squad and an individual standpoint that has been used as an opportunity of redemption for many. But I completely agree. Guys like Samuel Dahl, there should be no issue with them starting in the league against the likes of Lecce, against all of these provincials that most of the time we are not even remotely worried about Roma performing against. Yet this season, that is, we're worried every single match. There are no easy ones when it comes to Roma of this season, which brings us to Monday, Atalanta. When it comes to this fixture, you can expect just about anything.
I mean, John, Scalvini recovered from an ACL injury. I mean, yes. a guy who suffered an ACL injury in June is back exactly for the match against Roma. Guess who scored that frustrating, yes, Atalanta game last year? I think it was with Jose Mourinho in the first half where Scalvini scores 1-0. I mean, so he's back. And then let me guess, is Nicolò Zaniolo there? Is Zaniolo fit to play? Because put all your money on that.
We are beginning to stir the pot.
Oh my God, that's going to be...
You said the potion was gone, man. The potion,
The druid is gone. I'm just saying that the Banks Bo is gone, but his legend lives on.
Man, he speaks English too, so if he ever comes across, he's mentioned in at least 10-12% of our episodes. So hopefully, I'm sure he is one of our subscribers. Listen, I haven't any idea what to expect. Atalanta, this is a team that it's feast or famine when they face Roma. I mean, in the moments where you would not expect Roma to get anything against them, they come up with the big result. And then I think of some of those gems under Paolo Fonseca against Atalanta, which it always seemed like Roma conceded 3 or 4 goals. I even go back to you, Sabio Di Francesco. Isn't that the one where Kolarov does that free kick under the wall and Roma win 1-0?
First match day. First match day in Bergamo, 2008. 17-18. Yeah, it was Kolarov's first game at Roma.
Yes, and he just slides it under the wall.
Beautiful.
So it would be ridiculous of me to say one way or the other if I feel confident. I don't think anybody can say one way or the other how they think with definitive... that they are confident that they can definitively say how they expect Roma to play. You could tell me Roma score 4 goals or they concede 4. I would believe you either way, which is in and of itself.
Well, I mean, listen,
on this Roma.
Again, I think we have to consider how important tonight's result is.
Well, that's exactly what I'm going at. It has to carry them. It has to.
So this has to be the start of something. If you squander this opportunity, and that doesn't, I'm not even talking about a result against Atalanta, because even Ranieri himself, and I thought that was very interesting in his pre-match press conference for tonight's game against Tottenham, he himself admitted to the reporters that, you know, what I'm here to do is work on the mentality of the players, try to change this trend. I'm not expecting much from these three games, meaning Napoli, Tottenham, and Atalanta. He himself said that, you know, given the situation, given the circumstances, given everything that this team has been through, it's very difficult to think that you can come out of these three matches and look respectable in terms of points collected. So, but what Ranieri is also saying is that games like tonight have to happen whether you lose or win or draw. Games like tonight is what this team has to do now on a regular basis. To get out of this slump, the only way to out of this hole that you dug yourself, first of all, in the first place, is to be able to start performing and to start playing with heart. And tonight, Ranieri himself said that, you know, he didn't expect this kind of reaction, and the result was always secondary to him tonight. What mattered to him was that these guys didn't crap their pants while playing in a packed, hostile environment. That's what mattered to him, was to see a team that even if they go down with dignity. That's what we can say for the match against Napoli. Given everything that we had been through up to that point, we weren't too harsh on the team for losing just 1-0 against Napoli. It wasn't a spectacular game, but we would be hard-pressed to say that Napoli were that much better than Roma then. Tonight was different. Tonight, Roma deserved, arguably, to win the game. So these are small steps that have to amount to something in the long term. That's what Ranieri is aiming for. He's not aiming for a win against Atalanta. He's aiming for a match where Roma go up against a side that they've notoriously struggled against in recent years, to be able to contain them, to be able to show up, to be able to come out of that match and say, we did our best and we don't have any regrets, and we feel good about ourselves. We feel good about the path that we are on. Because so far, everything that these players have said was how, oh, we must do better next time. No, I want these guys to say, well, we have to reproduce exactly this type of performance on the next match, because that means that what you did tonight was excellent.
Absolutely. We are going to leave it there. We will return on Monday following the match against Atalanta. Thank you so much for listening. So until next time, ciao.
Ciao.